create a better future, but promises require action. It is time to speak up and raise funds, because this isn't just about painting a nail blue. It's about making a commitment, saying enough is enough. Make your painted promise to end violence against women and children. You can sign up or donate now at polishedman.com.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Hi, Mark Taylor here. We may not be able to control everything, but with Fujitsu's Anywhere ducted smart climate control, you can easily isolate and vary airflow from room to room. And right now, get a Fujitsu ducted system on Fujitsu Cool Finance and pay no deposit and no interest for up to 60 months. Keeping Australians comfortable for over 50 years, Fujitsu. It's Australia's favourite air.
Purchase by 30 November 24, domestic and residential only. Approved credit card applicants only. Fees, T's and C's and minimum finance amount applies. Credit by Home Cards, proprietary limited. See FujitsuGeneral.com.au.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out, don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
When life gets messy, switch to One, the only laundry system with 4-in-1 quad power technology to fight over 100 tough stains first wash. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Don't miss out. Mimosa Home's Double Advantage promotion is on now. Save big and build the home you've always wanted with premium upgrades like higher ceilings, stunning kitchen benchtops and more. Plus, the first 250 buyers get up to 50% off fixed site costs. Hurry, these savings are limited and once they're gone, they're gone. Visit one of Mimosa Home's 50 display centres across Melbourne today and secure double the savings before it's too late. T's and C's apply.
Mimosa Home.
A long time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever, ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kiss?
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Rise and shine, Australia. It is the weekend and you got Zach and Dom with you here through till 8 a.m. as we kick off AFL Grand Final Day. Big day, whether you love footy or don't. I feel like this day has a bit of a celebratory mood around the country, Zach.
I've had a video just sent through to me on Instagram, Dom. Yeah. I think you'll find it very interesting.
What do you mean?
It's of you. And the comment is, Dom's been jumping around like the Milky Bar kid in the back of a news shot.
Oh, no.
Now, are you aware that you've been on the news?
I've been sent a couple of messages saying, were you on the news the other night? Yeah. And I think I have half an idea what they're talking about. I was hoping this would be buried. I was hoping no one would get onto
this. I think you need to answer some questions about this because you've behaved very strangely on national TV.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I'll come clean about my news cameo on Channel 7. On the other side of this, you're up early with Zach and Dom. Zach and Dom, as we kick off your Saturday morning on KISS.
Our very own Dom Fay was on the news. How exciting, Dom.
Yeah.
It's an appearance that some are calling predatory.
Hang on a second. Be very careful with the words you're throwing around. It was an excited moment captured on tape. I was very happy.
Producer Samson sent it to me and he said there's a bit of a predatory vibe here.
Well, can we just be very careful around the word predatory?
You saw a camera and saw an opportunity to jump in front of it, and you took the opportunity. It was after the Brisbane Lions won the AFL.
The mighty Lions. They're in the grand final, Zach. Who saw it coming?
They kind of crossed to a crowd reaction to where you were, and you can see you in the background realize that there's a live cross going on, and
I'll
then kind of like a shark circulate.
Yeah. Okay, so I do a podcast about the Brisbane Lions. For any Lions fans out there, it's called The Raw Deal. Jump on in. And basically, we were doing a big watch party with a hell of a Lions fans celebrating the big win in the final. And I think it got to my head because I had a microphone at this watch party. I felt like I was having sort of a main character moment.
Yeah.
And then the news started doing a live cross.
I knew. I have so much to cover here, but let's play a little bit of it. You can hear a general crowd roar, but then see if you can hear Dom's particular moment.
Okay.
Absolutely. You could not think of a game that better summed up the Lions season than what we just witnessed. They were down and out multiple times, just like the season itself. There were tears. There were tears.
It was it kind of indiscernible. I think you yelled Lions.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Let's listen again.
There were tears.
Being, I got closer to the camera.
Yeah, and you muscled in on the reporter.
I started to further out a shot going, go live. But by the time I got close to the microphone, all you heard is, irons.
Now, I wondered when you said that you had a bit of a main character moment because you lingered afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think you thought that you were going to be interviewed.
I did wonder. Because I was
you kind of looked towards him.
Well, it was, and it was the wonderful Ned Balm from 7 News. He was the journalist covering it there. And Ned and I had been chatting through the night, and I thought he might want to chat to someone. He might. I know he was doing a live cross, and they're generally pretty tight, but I thought he might want to go, and here I have with me the host of the Raw Deal podcast.
But he didn't say anything about, like, you keep bringing up the Raw Deal. I think you're the only one doing it. Mm. Because in the cross, there was no mention of that. It was just like, we're here with Lions fans.
Yeah, I know.
So, but you thought it was an opportunity to plug your Lions podcast.
It was a bit of, well, mate, me and my good mate Michael Whiting have been doing AFL podcasts covering the Lions together for, 12 years, I think now. And for most of that run, they weren't particularly good. So when your team makes the grand final, we did a 2.5 hour podcast the other day, Mike and I.
Wow. You're the first people to ever do that in podcasting.
Shut up. But basically when the cameras went live, I'll be honest. Can I tell you something? I don't remember it. Mm. I've seen the footage back, but
when you see you in the background, identify your prey.
Well,
like a stalking lion.
So what
you kind of realize they've gone live. And I can see the thought running through your head.
There's something you don't know about this story. And what you don't know is what I'm looking at off screen is actually a big screen that has the news coverage on it.
Yeah.
So I see that they've cut to the thing and I'm now looking and I'm trying to see. I'm looking back and forth to the camera and the screen to see, am I in this shot? Am I in this shot? And the reason I walk to get closer to the journalist is I'm thinking, I'm not in the shot. I need to get in this. It's a memory. Get in there, Dom. It's your moment to shine. Mm. And I did.
And you watch that back and are you like, that is my moment to shine?
Well, no. I'm not necessarily like that, but I will say I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
Mate, it's a big moment. It's a memory. It's a memory always associated with one of the great ever Brisbane Lions wins.
I think you made a tit of yourself. And I'm wondering on 13 106.5, have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV?
On TV especially.
Yeah.
Have
you ever, did you crash across maybe like this? Was someone doing a live cross, you know, maybe it was on Sunrise or something like that. Yeah. The weather reporter came out to your local community group, maybe your school, and you're like, this is my chance. Or maybe it was outside the footy they were doing a cross.
Yeah.
And you kind of got to yell and throw your scarf in there.
I guess it's a good point, right? Because they are doing live crosses all day, all through the news. They've done them for years, right? So there's a lot of live cameras around this country of ours. People would have to get in the background and do the sort of thing I did. Mm. And I think what it is, Zach, there's a certain type of person, and apparently I'm one of them, who when they see a live camera, something magnetically does draw them closer. Mm. Like, this is my moment. I'm going to get in here. I'm going to see what I do.
Producer Sanson was asking how many beers in for you.
No, I'd had one wine, actually. That was all adrenaline of the AFL. That's all that particular one was.
Completely sober.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. 13 106.5. Have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV? Did you ever crash across? Or maybe it was something else. Maybe it was a game show.
Something like that. I really hope there are other people listening who either have a story of them or someone else. I don't want to feel like I'm the only person in this country who's had a moment like this. Because if I am, what that means is that I hope that at the news centre, where Channel 7 are, this is dime a dozen. If it isn't, then I'm going to be the one they're telling stories about. They're going to be saying, remember that guy after the Lions won that final?
13 106.5. Have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV?
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Sometimes I think that it's better to never ask why.
Since way back when, but these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell, no gate. Ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touch the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine, just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
You're up early with Zach and Dom this Saturday morning on Kiss.
131065, have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV late over the weekend? Dom was crashed a live cross after the Lions win. Here's a bit of a grab from it.
Absolutely. You could not think of a game that better summed up the Lions season than what we just witnessed. They were down and out multiple times, just like the season itself. There were tears. There were tears.
That's Dom there crossing, basically shoulder barging the reporter out of the frame to yell what I think was "Go the Lions."
There were tears.
Yeah, I got closer to the mic as I finished the sentence, but it did begin off mic with "Go Lions." Yeah.
And it wasn't the most suave moment.
No, but it was passionate. It was alive.
Yeah, it was passionate. Right? You could see the veins in your neck. I've never seen them before.
I got messages from people saying that clip made me smile. Okay. So, you know what, mate? I reckon people liked it, but we are asking 131065. Have you ever embarrassed yourself on TV? Has anyone else found themselves in this situation before? Maybe in the back of a news cross, in a live studio audience, maybe on a game show, something like that, where they made an idiot of themselves on TV. We have Rachel in Sydney. What's the story, Rachel?
Oh, I was walking along the streets in Sydney and they were doing a newscast and I didn't realise that that's what it was, and I'm waving like an idiot, thinking I was being funny, and my partner said to me, do you realise that you were on TV? And I said, no, I wasn't. He said, yeah. This was a few days later when he was watching TV and he saw it, and I was like, oh, my God. I said, I was not. I thought he was taking the piss out of me.
So, Rachel, who were you waving at, the camera or just...
No, I was waving at someone, like at someone who I actually thought I'd known that was further on down the road.
And okay.
And you said to me in the background of the shot.
Right? Oh, yes. Right. So they're shooting it and you're on the city corner kind of thing waving to someone. It's like, hey, who's that person waving in the background? It's you, Rachel.
Yes.
Yeah. And that the risky thing is, see, I at least had the confidence of knowing what the news story was
not
about.
Not only did you knew, you sorted out.
This is what I mean, right? But this is the risky thing. If you just see a camera, you don't know what the news story
they
covering is.
Are allowed to do that? Are you allowed to just go down the street and live broadcast people? I thought that was against the law.
No, I think it's okay. I'm pretty sure there's like a, you know, if you see a camera, you have to assume it's filming in public.
Do you?
I think that's
that doesn't
law?
Sound right, though, does it?
Now as I say it, it doesn't.
You know, like, when Sunrise goes to the streets.
Yeah.
And they go out and about with the microphone in the middle of Sydney.
Mm.
I would be like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Back off.
Well,
I don't want to be thrust onto national TV without my knowledge.
The old Sunrise studio had a glass background out to Martin Place in Sydney. If you could sue for being on TV,
I think there's a difference between being in the background, though, and being... Like, if they put a microphone in your face, are they allowed to do that? And they go, you're live.
I've been vox popped once like that. They didn't use the shot, but it was... I don't know if I've told you this.
You've been cut.
So I was walking down, I was a uni student, and I was walking down, and they came up to me with a microphone, and they asked me why people finding it harder to date these days, was the question.
Ooh.
And I don't remember this is years ago, but they put a microphone in my face and said, what do you think? Why do you think people are finding it harder to date? And I watched the news that night and the next night and the night after to see if they'd use my
night after. Did you ever see the story?
No, yeah, I did see the story. Yeah.
Okay. And you still continued to watch the night after in case they did a retouch story? We brought you that story last night. For some reason, we're going to play it again, this time with Dom's answer.
Here up early. This is Zach and Dom.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We are live in Los Angeles.
We have an Aussie that lives in LA. We found Eva. You've been living over here for like 20 years. We're going to play a game today with your sister back home, who we're about to get up on Zoom.
How long since you've seen her?
It's been 5 years. Do you ever FaceTime her, or is this going to be...
We FaceTime every now and then.
Yeah.
But it's not the same. How good would it be if we just swung that door open behind me and she was standing there?
That would be...
It's a miracle. Your sister's here. Look, this is all nice that we've reunited you guys today. You can catch up with your sister. But we don't like that you've spent so much time apart. United Airlines brought you over here. And not only that, they're also willing to give your whole family free return tickets to come and visit so you can reunite together as a family.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You guys are amazing.
We know.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
From 6 to 10 a.m.
KISS 101.1.
Explore more of the USA with United Airlines. Direct flights from Sydney and Melbourne.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
When you change your travel plans from sightseeing in Paris to snorkeling off Portugal, relax. With RACV Travel Insurance, you can change destinations and dates until the day you travel. Search RACV Travel Insurance today. General advice only. Consider the product disclosure statement and target market determinations. For copies, visit racv.com.au. RACV is an authorised representative of the issuer and receives commission as distributor. RACV Travel Insurance, issued by Tokyo Marine and Nikito Fire Insurance Company Limited. T's and C's apply.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
The Nick Scali Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scali.
If the cost of sleep apnea treatment gives you sleepless nights, speak to Sove CPAP Clinic. They are your one-stop shop for all things sleep apnea. This month, there's another special offer. Purchase any ResMed AirFit or AirTouch mask for just $169 and get a spare cushion for only $5. That's a cushion saving up to 90%. Now, that's the perfect time to renew your mask and cushion for a better night's sleep. Stop snoring now with Sove. Visit Sove CPAP Clinic at sove.com.au. That's S-O-V-E or call 1-300-76-2939 today.
End September 30. T's and C's apply. CPAP equipment is used for obstructive sleep apnea treatment. Always follow the directions for use when considering whether CPAP is right for you. Speak to your doctor.
Is your to-do list as long as your commute? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. Mowing lawns, fixing dripping taps, or the end of lease clean to keep the landlord happy. Get more done with Airtasker.
That's a window getting pummeled by every element Mother Nature can throw at it. But thanks to Selly 650 FC adhesive sealant around the frame, they don't stand a chance. Made for the toughest jobs. If it's Selly's, it works.
Here at ABS, we're the car service experts who specialise in all your repair, logbook and servicing needs. Every service is available with our buy now, pay later payment options. Book online or call 132270 to speak with an ABS team member today.
ABS, your automotive specialist.
Updating your bedroom? Perfect timing, with up to 50% off during Bedshed's mid-season clearance. That's up to 50% off mattresses, bedroom furniture, kids' beds and more. End Sunday. Bedshed, no one's better in the bedroom.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and 4-Wheel Drive Supercenter wants to get you out there. Our gigantic up to 75% off sale ends today. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure Kings favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4WheelDriveSupercenter.com. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
If you're a parent of young ones or soon to be, don't miss the Pregnancy, Babies and Children's Expo next weekend at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's the largest parenting and baby event in Australia. Book your tickets now at pbcexpo.com.au.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep mad sounding like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Bella's filling up at Ampol, dreaming of her perfect camping weekend away. And she'll be there in 2 hours. Go from A to anywhere with Amplify Premium Fuels, engineered for tough Aussie conditions. Ampol, Australia's own.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our O News, where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's O News podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
Lit the life we saw in Friends. Your room, it barely fits.
hits the mattress. Wake up, leave for work again. The wind, it seems to blow right through us. Down jackets are the trend. The rusher rushing deep into love. English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Don't go ease over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't want to be found. It's just you and me. My English girl in an American town. In an American town. Days come and go, but it ends when doors close. And the scent of your perfume's on me. You're useless with your phone. Electric when one and one. I thought I would be more nervous, darling. We watch comedies and miss the end. Conversations till the dawn. Any change in tide, we push against it. Challenge meanings in the songs and head out without a reservation. Drinking out of paper bags and wasting time is time not wasted. With my English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't want to be found. Drink Moscow mules and steal the cups from mostly the Bowery Bar. What a perfect day to fall in love on. What a way to make a start. It appears when you think all is lost, then you don't remember when it started. Never have to pretend. With my English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. English girl in an American town. No elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me. English girl in an American town.
Right around Australia, you're up early with Zach and Dom on Kiss. It is AFL Grand Final time, Zach. And for those who aren't too much into the footy, one of the big stories is that the pre-match entertainment for this year's Grand Final is Katy Perry.
There's been kind of, would you say, a dotted past of Grand Final entertainers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the low point, I think, was Meatloaf.
Yeah, rest his soul.
Who has Meatloaf passed?
Yeah, he's passed on.
Oh, how long ago?
I'm not sure if it was before or after the Grand Final performance, to be completely honest.
Meatloaf.
Was it
in the fridge for over 3 days.
Wasn't Meatloaf's finest moment. No, but there's been a couple of downsides. And then there's been the Killers, who were awesome. Robbie Williams a couple of years ago was brilliant. Kiss last year were a bit of fun, but it's Katy Perry this year. They paid her $5 million.
Is that the amount?
Yeah, $5 million to
That's
do a couple of songs.
That's pretty sweet, because she's only going to play for, what, like 15 minutes or something?
Yeah, yeah, just before the show. And I think $5 million almost would get her a ticket to the game as well. So they're about that much. And I know this, because I'm going. I have a ticket to see my beloved Brisbane Lions play.
I thought you got them, if you remember, they was like easy.
You get access.
Oh, but you still got to pay a lot of money, do you?
Yeah, I think it's about $490 for the ticket. So,
and do you have good tickets at least?
They're okay.
Yeah.
The best ones
I've seen
go to
your members' tickets, and I've been surprised how poor they are.
What do you mean poor?
You've uploaded stuff from the...
Yeah.
You're like behind the goal. That's not good, is it?
They're not bad. We had to get 10 together. So it was, where are their 10 empty seats?
Right, okay.
That's where we are. But I've got my ticket to go along. The thing is, I'm not really a Katy Perry fan. I mean, I'll watch it. It's just, I'm not dying to see Katy Perry live.
No, well, you're there for the show, the footy.
However, I have a friend. My friend Mitch is a diehard Katy Perry fan, like obsessed with Katy Perry. And Mitch has said to me, and I want your thoughts on whether this would work. Mitch has said, I'll give you like $150. I go in to see the pre-match entertainment, and then I run out and scan out, and you scan in with that ticket and see the actual game.
Now, that's how people used to do it. I mean, my dad tells me stories of doing that to AC/DC in the 80s.
What, you pop in to see one song and then pop out?
Well, you have two friends, one ticket, and you go, I'll do the first half, you do the second half.
Well, this is a bit different, though, because this is actually two different events happening on the day.
No, but I'm saying, I'm wondering if technology has gotten better.
You think they'll cut
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Like, I guess...
Yeah.
Will they know that you're switching tickets? And then also you're trusting your friend a lot, aren't you?
Well, that's the thing that worries me. Now, Mitch has no interest in the AFL. So my theory is that Mitch won't want to stay for that anyway.
But will Mitch really get that much of a show? Like, you're up in the stands, aren't you? Like, he's not going to be down on the field.
No, that's true.
So but it's not really the best.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to be in a little stage in the middle of the MCG, and what, he's going to be sitting 10 rows from the back.
And it is also, because normally when these superstars come and do their tours, like Katie's doing a tour of the country next year, they do it at night with a lot of lights and a big spectacular.
It's a bit weird during the day.
Yeah, this is 1:30 in the afternoon. I thought that watching the Kiss pre-match entertainment last year, it was they have a lot of, like, you know, pyrotechnics.
And were they wearing their full makeup as well?
Yeah, it was sweating off them.
Yeah, well, that in daylight looks a bit weird. Like, when it's in the dark, you're like, oh, yeah, costumes.
Yeah, in the
day, it's like, who's that?
It looks like you had a big night last night and you've just sort of woken up. So, I mean, look, I was thinking this could save me $150. I don't care that much about Katy
Hang
Perry.
Hang on, is he from Melbourne?
He's in Melbourne at the moment. Yeah. He's down there for it. Would you do it?
Yeah, $150, I probably would.
And in that case, do him and I have to dress identically for the day?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, do they have any security measures? Is it just kind of like an honesty system?
Mm.
Or are there cameras?
It's a good point.
Maybe the pass out, because they'll give you like a pass out. Maybe they, you know what they'll do? What? They'll put something physical on your body. That's what
Like a
be.
Stamp?
Yeah.
I don't think they'd do that. Would they?
That's what I think they'll do.
Well, that would be a real...
That's usually how it works at clubs and stuff like that, so you can't do that.
Okay. So what? I guess the risk is Mitch, who doesn't care at all about AFL, ends up having... Because he goes in first, right?
Yeah.
So he'll end up having my ticket to watch the Brisbane Lions play in an AFL match, my team, while I'm outside following on my phone.
And in that case, you would have spent $500 on being able to hear the roars. It's like, what was that? I think... Who scored that? Someone did.
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Hi, this is Christian, the band Coldplay. Beautiful
sight. Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I'm calling for Coldplay tickets.
Coldplay.
For Coldplay tickets.
I can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. That's amazing.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
And we mean all of them.
Did I win?
Can everybody hear us okay?
Oh, my God.
So excited. They are amazing
lives. Keep it Kiss all weekend to win.
Think I see you.
Thank you so much, everybody. You sound incredible.
From your home of Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Australian Women's Health Diary, packed with expert health advice important to every woman. Plus, every diary sold supports breast cancer research. Just $19.99 from newsagents Woolworths and participating post offices, and online at womenshealthdiary.com.au.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Don't you worry. Your mum will get the best care at our nursing home.
You mean like 12 months free roadside assistance with every logbook service on almost any car kind of care?
Yeah.
Get the care you deserve at My Car Tyre and Auto. People first. T's and C's apply.
Explore Asia's wonders with Malaysia Airlines. Fly Malaysia Airlines to Phuket, Ho Chi Minh City, Trivandrum and more from 819 return. Book now at malaysiaairlines.com and experience exceptional Malaysian hospitality. Offer ends September 5. T's and C's apply.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply. Play the day away with an Archie Brothers Circle Electric and Strike Bowling Fun Bundle. Includes your choice of three fun activities, including arcade play, bowling, laser tag, mini golf, and more. From $36 per person. Search Archie Brothers Deals for more info. Activities vary by location.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping. If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
Hi, I'm Sai.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways.
And is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Right now at Sheridan Homes, the more you spend on upgrades, the more you save. All it takes is three easy steps. Select your dream home design, choose your spend and save upgrade value, then shop from our list of beautiful upgrade options. For example, spend $20,000 and get $55,000 in upgrades for your new home. That's a saving of $35,000. But hurry, limited time only. Ready, steady, Sheridan. Visit SheridanHomes.com.au. CBDU 50039.
Hamilton is now playing at the Sydney Lyric Theatre. And there are great seats available through to October. Don't miss out. Book at Ticketmaster.
Call on Claire.
Claire, so glad you answered. You cared for Ben, my friend Annie's dad.
Oh, yes.
I actually met you briefly at Leah's house. Her daughter has cerebral palsy.
She's doing well now.
Yes. So my husband's got early onset dementia and I need a carer to help me at home. Could you help, please?
Of course. We can have a carer there in about 2 hours.
2 hours is great.
Can I have your address?
Call on Claire.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely On Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
The Peugeot Expert Midsize Compact Van makes your work easier. For a limited time, you can get behind the wheel of a new Peugeot Expert van from $46,490 drive away. With a 7-inch HD touchscreen and Apple CarPlay and Android Auto connectivity, staying connected on the go is effortless. The Expert van features 180-degree rear doors and dual sliding side doors, making cargo access easy. But hurry, this offer is only for a limited time while stocks last. Visit Peugeot.com.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Been buying the same laundry product on repeat? Switch to One. Only One has 4-in-1 quad power technology for stain removal, freshness and softness all in one easy capsule. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
Outdoor enthusiasts, listen up. The holidays are here and 4-Wheel Drive Supercentre wants to get you out there. Our gigantic up to 75% off sale ends today. That's right, up to 75% off. Like gazebos, picnic and cookware, fridges, batteries and more. Plus, don't miss out on our biggest ever rooftop tent clearance sale, including lowest ever prices on your Adventure King's favourites. Shop our up to 75% off sale in-store or online at 4wheeldrivesupercentre.com.au. The Discount Kings will always get you out there for less.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark,
And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
With Zach and Dom on KISS. It is AFL Grand Final time, Zach, and I'm pretty excited. My beloved Brisbane Lions are back in it. But I am realising how the moment my team has something on the line, I do become incredibly superstitious.
Now, I remember a few years ago,
yes,
you were very superstitious about the Lions. I thought you had kind of done away with that because it wasn't working. They were kind of really bad.
Well,
and you, what were you doing? It was like you would wear the same pants or something?
There was a couple of different ones. And you say they weren't working. That's one way to look at it. The other way is I got one of them wrong. So my brain started thinking, no, I must have missed one of them, or there was another superstition I didn't do correctly. Do you know what I mean? It's like how many theories can there be? Sometimes they're competing with each other.
So you kind of think that your football team is going well.
Yes.
Because of something you're doing, but you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, this all started when I was younger. And I remember there was one game I went to with my dad. And I was leaning forward, sort of, you know, crouched, hunched forward. And the Lions kicked 5 goals. And then I leaned back in the seat and the opposition kicked 3 goals. And I thought, oh, no. I have more power than I thought.
Right.
And that thought got implanted in there.
But the thing, I guess what science is about is repeatability.
Yeah,
and you weren't able to repeat that ever, were you? Does leaning forward now cause the Lions to kick more goals?
No, but maybe that was just the rule then. Maybe the rule.
Oh, the rule changes.
The rule keeps changing, mate. So I'll tell you
this
one.
It's a tough world to live
in. Yeah, it is. It really is. So not that long ago, I got a haircut maybe back at the start of the year, and when I got the haircut, the Lions won their next 5 games after struggling to that point. So before the final started this year, and the Lions weren't going great, I got a haircut. That's helped them get on a run.
Had you held the haircut back, like break glass in case of emergency?
Well,
I'll get a haircut if the Lions really need me to.
Not so much that. It was more that I didn't really want a haircut yet. It was a bit soon for me to get a haircut.
Your sacrifice for the team. Yeah. doing it for the boys.
But I thought, you know what? I reckon if I get a haircut, it might help. So this is where the narratives get in of going, maybe if I just pull this lever instead of that lever.
With the grand final.
Yes.
Just... You know, we're basically on the precipice.
Yes.
It's now or never for you.
Yeah.
Is there something you've been holding up your sleeve?
Well, I'm not joking when I tell you I have been contemplating shaving all the hair off at the last minute.
Isn't that just kind of a sign of someone you should reach out and ask a friend if they're okay if they kind of have a sudden change of hairstyle? Yeah.
Well, my theory is less hair that I have, the better the Brisbane Lions do. So if it all goes, then surely that's going to work.
Get rid of the eyebrows as well. Well, you're at it.
At the very least, right, you want to know you've done everything you can. If I shaved my hair and they lost, then maybe I'd go, well, you know what? At the end of the day, there's not much. I did everything I could have done.
Your hair's looking pretty short at the moment, but you do have time.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, get me a razor. Maybe I do it. Maybe I commit. I mean, here's the funny thing, and this is where you're conflicted. You don't think there's anything in the superstitions, but you'd love me to shave my head.
I've been wanting to see you bald for years. I'm fascinated.
Now you
to know what the skin looks like under
what
there.
What do you mean with this? What do you think it looks like?
I don't know. I just think it'd be an interesting. It'd be interesting.
You told me once that I don't have the head shape to go bald.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never seen it. Well, I'm just hype. Like at the moment, we're just working off renders.
Well,
I need to see it in person.
Here's my plan. I'm not going to do it yet. However, if we get to three-quarter time in the game...
Oh, you got to bring a razor to the game.
Well, I'm going to figure something out. If the Lions are down at three-quarter time, I'm dead serious. I'm going to find a way to get the hair off, I reckon. Just to be safe.
This is what I would think if I was you.
Yeah.
On Sunday, after the big game.
Yes.
How are you going to feel if you haven't cut your hair and they lose?
That's what I mean. I feel filthy. Like there's something I could have done. I didn't
couldn't show your face in around any of the lines again.
Now, unfortunately, if they do win and I have shaved my head, I also won't be able to show my face
for a glorious bald head.
Well, do you know what? And what about this? If the Lions win, keep an eye on the TV shots of the crowd because there might be a newly bald man in the crowd jumping up and down celebrating. Ear up early. This is Zach and Dom. I think I did it again. We're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh, baby, baby, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby, ooh, you think I'm in love, that I'm still from above. I'm not that innocent. You see, my problem is this. I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes so truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Oh, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby, ooh, you think I'm in love, that I'm still from above. I'm not that innocent. Australia on your Saturday, you're up early with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Hey, Zach, can I invite you to cast your mind back to around Easter time and something that we discovered about what happens if you write to the king or queen?
Yes.
Now, we
heard that the king has to write back, or basically writes back to 90% of correspondents. Mm. And what we wanted to do was trick the king into...
Well, yes, I've got a recap of this.
Oh, okay, great.
This is the idea we came up with.
Could we be the first radio show to be endorsed by the king? Could we trick him into endorsing Zach and Dom, but he thinks he's replying to a kid? Could we say something like, my brothers Zach and Dom say I should never clean my teeth?
Yeah.
He'll reply with, you should always listen to Zach and Dom. Now, I was thinking about this just the other day, because I thought we were meant to be waiting about 3 months for a reply, and I started to get worried. I thought, what reply address did we put on it? Mm. Did we tell the receptionist at the radio station here to look out for it? Because they might have thrown it out.
Well, we put my home address on it.
Oh.
And I know this, because just the other day, something arrived in the post. Now, have a look. Have a look at what I'm just handing over to you. I have not opened this envelope. I've not opened it yet. I don't know what's in there, but tell me what you can see on the front. There's a couple of stamps that are worth reading out.
No, I'll cover your address.
Yeah, cover the address.
As I hold it up to our cameras here, but it's got a royal seal on it.
Do you see the Buckingham Palace stamp on the front?
It says Royal Mail on the front.
The letter has
now,
come
I'm
through.
A little concerned.
What do you mean?
Feeling it. It feels like a card. And I'm worried that it's just like
an auto response.
An auto response.
This is what the royal family does. Because, you know, sometimes people have like an out-of-office email. They have an out-of-office
physical card. Can I open it now?
Card. Yeah, open it up. I reckon I have no idea what's in it. I've been saving it to look at with you on the show. I don't know whether we've successfully tricked King Charles into endorsing our show.
Now, do you reckon King Charles has licked that envelope shut? Could we get a DNA reading on that? Oh, I'm so nervous.
What have we got in there? Tell
okay,
us.
Okay, no it just... money.
Oh, come on, mate.
Bit cheap.
Okay, so
well,
just...
It feels like an actual letter.
Just one letter.
Private and confidential. Is it okay that I read it out?
Read ahead, maybe. What have we got there? What have we got?
They do mention our names.
Okay.
Dear...
Yeah.
We put Derek down as the name.
Yes.
The king has asked me to share... thank you for your splendid letter. Mm. It was so kind of you to take the trouble to write as you did. Although His Majesty was unable to reply personally, I can tell you that the king was most interested to see your question.
Really?
This went across Charles' desk.
So Charles found out about our letter. Okay.
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom. Yours sincerely, Head of Royal Correspondence.
Okay.
I can't make out the name, but there's a kind of a, I don't know, it looks like...
Show me it. Show me the letter.
I think that's legit, that signature.
Yeah, that's an actual sign. Ink. Now, they haven't responded to the question about brushing your teeth at all.
No, because we wanted them to say, listen to your brothers, Zach and Dom. But they have said your brothers, Zach and Dom.
Can you read that sentence out that quotes us again?
Thank you once again for thinking of His Majesty, who has asked me to send his warmest good wishes to you and your brothers, Zach and Dom.
Hold on a second. Did we just get the king's warm wishes by name? I know it's not an endorsement, but...
Let's read this and think of the letters, think of the words we could cut out to technically form a quote. Thank you once again, Zach and Dom.
Ah!
From the king.
Yes. Yeah, or warm wishes to Zach and Dom. I mean, there's a lot of options
to
we can go over there.
Zach and Dom.
Yeah, warm wishes to you.
Warm wishes
Zach
from
Dom.
Zach and Dom. Does it work on a billboard? Not quite.
That's a good point. Look, hang on, wait. Well, earlier in the letter, wasn't there something about how much he enjoyed reading the letter?
Mm.
How many words can we cut out? Because there was something about how much His Majesty enjoyed.